With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT. And on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Donald Trump is a wheeler dealer, and that's said with no derision and no negative intent. He knows how to negotiate to the point of driving some observers crazy. And that's because either they don't understand him or they're on the losing end of one of his negotiations. At times, his tactics may seem tough, unusual, and even unbending. But it appears that, more often than not, he knows how to get the job done. Nonetheless, when he does get the job done, that doesn't mean that the criticism won't continue and perhaps even increase. Now, the headline reads, Pelosi hits Trump's deal with Mexico, accuses him of threats and temper tantrums, end of quote. Now, the House Speaker was criticizing the president's deal with Mexico and stopping the flow of migrants after he threatened to slap tariffs on our southern neighbor. Now, that's when she accused Trump of engaging in threats and temper tantrums. She said the president undermined America's preeminent leadership role in the world by recklessly threatening to impose tariffs on our close friend and neighbor to the south. She said, threats and temper tantrums are no way to negotiate foreign policy. So what was the result of the negotiations between the United States and Mexico? The State Department of Mexico issued a joint declaration stating that Mexico will take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration, to include the deployment of its National Guard throughout Mexico, giving priority to its southern border. Now, the U.S. will also expand its Remain in Mexico policy of returning asylum applicants to Mexico while their claims are processed. While the U.S. is processing asylum claims, Mexico will offer jobs, health care, and education according to its principles. So how has this successful negotiation been received in the halls of Congress? Speaker Pelosi and her fellow Democrats are deeply disappointed by the expansion of Remain in Mexico and said it violates the rights of asylum seekers and fails to address the root causes of migration flow from Central America. She vowed Congress would continue to put pressure on the administration until Trump relented on immigration demands by Democrats. What does all of this mean? Well, for years, illegal aliens have poured across our southern border, many unchecked. Many who were captured were given notices to appear before a court to determine the veracity of their asylum claims. Most of these illegal immigrants have never bothered to show up to the courts and roam the country as an almost invisible nation. Most relied on emergency services to address their basic health care needs. Now, with the assistance of phony manufactured IDs, they applied for food assistance and registered their kids for school. Some of the illegals turned to crime to forge their way through a life in the shadows. Democrats in Congress have continued to criticize the Trump administration in ways they never criticized the tenure of Democrat Barack Obama. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has invited Congress over and over to negotiate a true comprehensive immigration reform package. The Trump view has been that comprehensive entails all issues connected with immigration. But instead of applauding Trump and his negotiators for the successful progress they've been making, Pelosi only criticizes as unconscionable and irresponsible the administration's failures to accomplish other immigration issues. And why, one may ask, has the administration not been able to accomplish all the other issues? The answer is because Mexico is much easier to be a partner in negotiations with than our Democrats in our own Congress. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.